KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Here, partly cloudy to cloudy skies here in Atlantic. It's 42 degrees. We look for mostly cloudy skies today with a chance of scattered light rain, a high of 56. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In state news, a police standoff in Marshalltown last night began when officers tried to serve a warrant, as Ken Hughey reports from Marshalltown.
The warrant was for probation violations, but when Marshalltown police showed up to serve the warrant in the 800 block of North Fifth Avenue, the suspect didn't want to come out of the house. Concerned about the individual having a weapon, police called out the SWAT team as a backup. After about 4 hours of back and forth, the suspect was eventually taken into custody with no weapons fired and no one hurt.
Well, on Tuesday, during a regularly scheduled public hearing, the Mills County Board of Supervisors agreed to proceed with Phase 2 of the FEMA Hazard Mitigation Grant Program property buyouts for properties located in the flood-affected areas of unincorporated Mills County. Phase 1 identified 40 residential properties that will be pursued for buyout. Phase 2 will consist of one-on-one discussions with the remaining 39 property owners based on criteria adopted by the Board of Supervisors to determine the best course of action for all parties. Discussions will be held by the Mills County Board of Supervisors in their boardroom at the Mills County Courthouse. They've set aside several dates for those conversations: October 29th from 1 until 4 p.m., October 30th from 8:30 a.m. to 7 p.m., and October 31st from 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. to conduct individual discussions. The Mills County Auditor's Office will be contacting the remaining eligible property owners to schedule an appointment with the Mills County Board of Supervisors. The board is aware that these times may not be convenient for everyone and expressed their willingness to accommodate all eligible property owners to engage in the discussions. If the set times are not convenient, the board will make other arrangements at the convenience of property owners. Members of the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will hold a work session this evening at 5:30 in the High School Media Center. No action is expected. The board will discuss the facility project update, financial update, and planning. Superintendent Steve Barber is expected to remind the board of some upcoming dates, including, of course, the city school elections on November 5th, the annual organization meeting at 5:30 p.m. on November 19th, and the IASB Delegate Assembly and School Board Convention November 20th and 21st. The Griswold School District certified enrollment and beds, or basic educational data survey numbers, are down for this 2019-2020 school year. Superintendent Dave Hendricks told KJAN News yesterday the certified enrollment numbers were due on October 15th.
And certified is the number of students that live in your district regardless of where they go to school. And this year, our current certified enrollment is 457.5. And the reason we get not a whole number is different services for kids are weighted a little differently. So that's how we get a different number. That makes our enrollment a decrease of 18.3 students from last year.
Beds enrollment, the number of students served every day, not necessarily where they live, went down from 28 last year, which left the total enrollment at 416.9.
We anticipated a decrease in enrollment about 15, so our certified is pretty close. Our beds is a little lower than what we anticipated, and that's really due to two things. One is open enrollment impacts that, and then also we do have some kids that we serve from other districts. They may not have a program to meet their students' needs, and so the number of those kids that we serve from other districts also decreased. So those are the two factors behind that.
The Griswold School Board Monday night also received an update from Steve Beyer, who's on a committee looking to start a daycare center in Griswold that would serve approximately 100 kids. The initial idea they had was to find a building in Griswold suitable for renovation on Main Street at a reasonable price that would serve as the facility. However, Henrik said they haven't had much luck.
They simply found the buildings that were available. It would be so costly to remodel that it's almost further ahead to build. So they have approached the school previously about utilizing some land on our facility for that purpose, which this was probably 3 to 4 months ago, and the board said they would certainly entertain that opportunity. And also the board said if possible we would try and share some things with them, such as playground or food service. And so this committee has now hired an architect.
The architect's report is needed, he said, in part because they must it must be included in grant applications. Current funding includes $65,000 from the Noble United Methodist Church, which was masked by Griswold Communications. That still leaves them well short of the total estimate of slightly more than $1 million.
But the thing that I want to convey there as far as the school standpoint, this would not be owned or operated or financed in any way by the school, but rather as a school being a member of the community, we think this is a really a vital thing for our community. So we want to support any way we can.
The Griswold School Board Monday also approved some resignations, new hires and transfers, and a leave of absence. You can read about that in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And the board set November 6th at 6:30 p.m. as their next work session, which Henrick says is a continuation of discussion fostered during an IASB meeting in July with regard to a review and revision of hiring process. The Exira, Elkhorn, Kibbleton School Board Monday night went over their 2019-2020 certified enrollment numbers and approved an early retirement plan for the 2019-20 school year. Superintendent Trevor Miller said the certified enrollment numbers are essentially unchanged from last year.
For our actual enrollment, you know, the number of the states that are certified where we get our school funding based on, we are at 422.3, down from 427.21, so we're down 4.91 students this year.
He said actual number of butts and seats, those students the district is serving, is 372.9 compared with 377.41, or a decline of roughly 4.51 as of October the 1st.
The thing is about October 1st is just a date the state picks, but since then we've added 5 students to the district. So where if you look at today where we were compared to last year, we're basically exactly where we were. But, you know, on the October 1st count date, we're down a little bit, which we kind of knew the preschool class was going to be a little smaller, so we expect to be down a few. We knew it would be under 5, so we're kind of where we thought we'd be.
He said they would probably be down 10 or 11 students next year at this time because of graduation. They've set their budget over the past few years in anticipation of the drop. The board also approved the district's certified annual report.
The good thing is our general fund, we're up $300,000 from the start of last year to the end of last year, which that's what we've been kind of building that a little bit, knowing what next year was going to bring were the drop. So that way, when we lose those students and that, we don't have to look at, you know, making any adjustments or cutting any programs or reducing any staff.
Superintendent Miller said in other news, the Exira EHK School Board approved an early retirement plan. The law for 75% salary for certified and classified staff. 11 personnel are eligible, he said, who, if they plan to take early retirement, will receive 75% of their salary next July. A meeting will be held next Monday to plan and set the dates for eligible staff. Afterward, those personnel have 45 days to make their decision, which allows the district the opportunity to begin the search for replacements. He said about 3 or 4 veteran teachers who have served the district for anywhere from 25 to 30 years, and the district wants to reward them for their time with early retirement. Miller also reminds district patrons to get out and vote during the city school elections November 5th. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.